The next patient is Craig Kerner. Last name, K-E-R-N-E-R, Kerner. Craig, C-R-A-I-G. 67-year-old white male that comes to the office complaining of excruciating pain in the back. Apparently, he had some displacement of the vertebra in the lumbar spine and has been attended by the back doctors. The patient is going to Sarasota with those purposes. He has a history of FSGS, Foxtrot S, Sierra G, Golf S, Sierra, FSGS. That was proven by biopsy. The sample of 12 glomeruli were completely sclerosed. Two of them were partially damaged, and the interstitial was compromised in 30%. The patient has shown some deterioration of the kidney function. In the laboratory workup, the creatinine went up to 2, and the BUN is 44. And the estimated GFR goes between 30 and 35 mLs per minute. This patient has a proteinuria that is 2.6 grams in 24 hours. He has been taking Actar, 80 milligrams twice a week for 1 week, and 20 milligrams and 80 milligrams the following week. We are going to continue with the administration of the Actar. Is ACTHAR. Number two, a patient has arterial hypertension that is out of control. I think it's pain related. Today, the blood pressure is 178 over 98. We are going to ask the patient to take the blood pressure at home, at rest, when he is pain-free, and let us know to see if whether or not we have to adjust the medication. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, the hemoglobin A1C is between 5 and 6%. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, morbid obesity. The patient gained a significant amount of weight from, that is 15 pounds in 3 months. And this is because the inactivity and the back pain, and I imagine the Actar might be playing a role. Actar, A-C-T-H-A-R, playing a role in this process. We recommended the patient to do no more than 3 meals a day, the heavy meal during the middle of the day, and low sodium with a food restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and the reduction in the protein to 40 grams a day. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, BPH that is without any further deterioration. Following number, hypothyroidism of replacement therapy. The T3, T4, and TSH are within normal range. Vitamin D, the deficiency and supplementation, the level is 37. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested the 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.